So, okay, so we're going upwards and onwards. And the halachas of Dukhan, so again, we're in Simon Kuf Chav Ches. Kuf Chav Ches, hey. So that's on page 5. So we started this last time. But the Machaber, just to go through it one more time, Machaber says as follows, and hey, lo yalu akonim l'duchan b'min alayim, that the Kohanim should not go up to Duchan, to do Niskas Kamayim, with, well, min alayim we usually translate as shoes. As shoes. Awa b'bate shokayim mutter. But b'bate shokayim is okay. The Mishnah explains, a lot of people say b'bate shokayim is socks. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Tezayin, it means long shoes that get until like the calf. In other words, boots. Mishnah Berurah seems to learn it that it means boots. So right away, as if you call them Thursday, a lot of people, what's going on? So they can wear shoes. They can't wear shoes. They can't wear boots. And that doesn't seem to jive with what we do. Well, let's choose the Ramah very quick. And the Ramah says, Yesh machmir mehem shel or. Some are machmir if it's made out of leather. Don't wear boots either. And the Ramah continues in the parentheses at the end, v'nagu l'hakel v'ksas mekamos. In some places, they're lenient with this, that that they would wear boots. So now, everybody was wondering, like, what's going on here? What's going on in this halacha? So we have to go back. So we have to first understand, why is it that they don't go out with boots? So with shoes or boots or whatever. Most people think it's because of it's like the Beis Hamikdash or whatever it may be. That's not the reason. The reason is that there was a takana that they shouldn't go up because maybe in those days they used to have straps on their shoes, and they were scared that maybe the strap would snap, which it used to do. And the Kohen would not want to go up to Duchan with a broken shoe, with a snap shoe. So he'll go and try to fiddle around with it, try to fix it. Meantime, they're Duchaning, or they'll start Duchaning, and he's busy with his shoe. And then people say, oh, you know why he's not Duchaning? He's Duchaning because he's not Duchaning. They won't notice whether it's a shoe or not. They'll say, we found out that something's wrong with him. His lineage is not so good. So therefore, they made a takana. Shembar Yochai made a takana that they should go up with these type of shoes because maybe it will snap. So the Mishnah Berurah says, how about our shoes that don't have these straps? So then you'd say they could go up with shoes. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. There's such thing as, we hear very often in halacha, lo plug. Lo plug means they made a takana across the board. In other words, all shoes are out. Straps, no straps, doesn't make a difference. They can't wear. With the boots, so the Mishnah Berurah says that even though sometimes they had a strap in it, still, we're not worried about maybe he'll sit there and tie him. So therefore, there was no takana there. Now again, the Aruch HaShulchan has a lengthy discussion about this. And before I go on to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in our boots, we don't allow the Kohen to wear boots anyways. The Ramah said you could. And even the Machaber said that boots are okay. And the Ramah said difference of opinion. But there are many places that are lenient. Mishnah Berurah says we don't let the Kohanim go up with boots. And the reason is for a different reason. Not because of the snapping and there was a takana and Reyochlim and Zakai and all that type of stuff. Not because of that reason. Mishnah Berurah says for a different reason. And that is they're dirty. they have mud on them and so on. It's not nice. So it's not nice for a Kohen to go up in Duchan with dirty shoes. So therefore, because of Kavod HaTzibur, we knocked out the boots also. So again, so really, shoes, any type of shoes is out because of that was the takana of the straps. Boots are really okay, because there's usually no straps with a boot, right? They just slip them on. Ask any fireman, right? You just slip it on. So, but still, Mishnah Berurah says we don't let him wear boots anyways for a different reason. Now, if you put everything together, what will come out like this? How about this? How about if a kohen wants to wear something that's not made out, let's say he wants to wear canvas shoes. Or, let's make it better, canvas deck shoes that are slip-ons.
Canvas what shoes?
Canvas deck shoes.
What's a deck shoe?
I don't know what a deck shoe is.
Really
sorry. Deck shoe. Yeah, they have rubber soles because you wear it on a deck of a boat, so it might be a little slippery. So, I'll teach everything here, I guess. So anyways, so how about that? So, let's see. Could you say there was a takana there? Because it's made out of a different material. They're not made out of leather at all. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would say, we got another issue. That is, they get gunky and they're dirty and they're, you know, like, so I assume, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah actually says that if, according to this, they say they're gunky and dirty, so then if they're made out of gemi, or if they're made out of, gamken, eilon nachal mitamza, according to the Mishnah Berurah's reason, so then you shouldn't wear any shoe you can't wear. You can't wear a sandal, you can't wear a shoe, you can't wear a crack, you can't wear whatever we come up with to wear, right? It goes on your feet, so it gets dirty because it gets on the street or whatever it may be, so they'd all be out. The Rav HaShulchan doesn't bring down this reason. And he says that it could be that, again, if you don't use the gunky reason, so then you can wear like a canvas shoe. He says, but we don't. Just as we don't. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not nice. Now, so let's go to the other extreme. Okay, so you can imagine a kohen doing this. So you can't wear, let's say a kohen Mishnah Berurah, you can either because of the takana, if it has a strap, or because it's dirty. Right? So then, could a kohen go up barefoot? Now you can imagine a kohen maybe thinking maybe you could, because in the base of Midrash they were barefoot. Mishnah Berurah says, no, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't go up barefoot because it's also not nice. It's not nice. And the Mishnah Berurah says a very simple reason. Would you go in front of an important prayer? Would you go in front of George W. Barefooted? I don't know. Don't answer that question. So since you want... you shouldn't do that. It's not nice to do that either. And the Mishnah Berurah at the end says that the custom is that, you know, they wear socks, right? They go up with cloth socks. And that's what we do. So then now everybody's happy. Now there's another interesting Mishnah Berurah, and we'll get into this a little more later, that the Mishnah Berurah in Tezvav says that the Kohanim, I'm a little sensitive to this, that the Kohanim should put their shoes in a, not out in the open. They have a hole, you know, so on. Not because maybe I'll trip over it, but he says a different reason. He says because of kavod. Well, it's not nice. You know, in the middle of shul, you have shoes lying around. Right? So therefore, they should put it somewhere a more discreet place. Let's put it that way. Okay. Then the last thing is, we'll get into this a little later. When do they take off their shoes? That's the question. There's a whole discussion in the Marsham about this. But Mishnah Berurah says that really they should take off their shoes before they wash. Even though they could take it off after, but you should take it off before. The reason is because many posts can bring down that the washing, right, we're going to get to the washing next. The washing should be next to the duchening. So here, if they take off their shoes in between, there'd be an in-between step, pardon the pun, right? And that is they're stepping out of their shoes. So would that be considered like an interruption? In fact, we'll see a little later, it's very interesting, Allah Merit Sashem, we'll get it a little later, that they shouldn't wait too long between washing and duchening. Sometimes, you know, it depends on how the chazan goes, but it's a very interesting shear. We have a halacha, some people aren't careful about this, but You shouldn't wait when you wash for bread. Between washing and the hamotzi, enough time that it would take you to walk 22 amos, or that amount is for depending on the person. So believe it or not, we're going to see some bring down the same thing here, that they should wash in a shorter window than it would take to walk 22 amos. And that I don't know if we do that because you know it takes a little while and all. But again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that they should take off their shoes before the washing. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan and others bring down, we don't do that. They take it off after because it's easier for them to take it off and, you know, they don't want to walk around without shoes and various other reasons. But again, we'll get into that a little more in a minute when we get to the next halacha. When we talk about who washes their hands and why they wash their hands and all that type of stuff. We'll get to that in the next one. Yeah.
If the Kohen does take off his shoes right before doing that, then he uses his hands to take off his shoes.
And he has to wash again. Right. He can't do that. But that's next halacha. Hold off on that. That's the next halacha. We'll get. Correct. And we'll see there are some opinions. The Marsham brings down an opinion of some, I forgot who he quotes, that he used to see Kohanim wash their hands twice. But he said, we don't do that, it's Yuharon. But that's the next halakha, so I don't want to get into that right now. That will be involved in Meretz Hashem. Okay? Meretz Hashem, we'll pick that up, bring that up hopefully tomorrow.